The President's TV address to the nation on the National Railroad dispute. From the Fish Room of the White House, July 10, 1963.
In view of the unique and all-important nature of this labor management dispute, I'm asking a special six-man subcommittee of the Labor Management Advisory Committee to be composed of Joseph Block, George Harrison, George Meany, Stuart Saunders, Secretary of Labor as Chairman, the Secretary of Commerce as Vice Chairman, to undertake immediately, in full consultation with the parties, a comprehensive review and report limited to the facts and issues in this case and the respective positions of the parties. This report will be transmitted to the Congress on July 22, 1963, with appropriate legislative recommendations from me, which would be designed to dispose of the issues in this particular case. After consultation with the congressional leaders, I am asking the parties to withhold any rules, change, or strike notice until July 29th to permit appropriate consideration of this matter, with the understanding that no further such request for a continuance will be made by this administration. The railroads and the unions have accepted this proposal, and there will be no strike this evening.